Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Sarviyak Hashom, Le'ah Basi Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Samaches, and the Gemara Daf says a strong line. Kol amalim einov min hatzdaka. Anyone who ignores tzedaka, ki'ilu oived avoides kachovim, is as if he's worshipping avodah zarah. Very, very strong sentence to say on someone who doesn't give tzedaka. What is the bio? What's the oimek? What's the pshat, the connection between someone who doesn't give tzedaka and someone is worshiping our avodah zarah? So the Maharal over here brings two fascinating explanations. Explanation number one is that the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world, is a gilui of hashpa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is giving everything to the world. The entire world is benefiting from the gilui Hashem in the world. The whole existence of the world is because of hashpa from Hashem. So Hashem is a mashpia. He gives to others. Avodah Zarah, on the other hand, is Elohim Achirim. It's hashpahs that don't do anything. They don't give over. There's nothing coming from Avodah Zarah to the world. So Yimele, anybody who does not give for himself to others, he doesn't give tzedakah. So he's not doimit to HaKadosh Baruch who gives. He's doimit to Avodah Zarah who does not give. He's not medame himself to HaKadosh Baruch above. He's medame himself have to show him to the opposite. That's what it means, kilu oived avodas kachovim. Someone who worships something, he tries to be medame himself to what he's worshiping. So someone who acts like avodas zarah, he's kilu oived avodas kachovim. The second explanation of the Maharal is from another angle. He says like this, Am Yisrael or Echot, we are one nation. And therefore we care about each other as one. If someone's not giving tzedakah, that means he is not treating his fellow Yid as one with him. He's as if separate. That person needs money. I'm not giving my money. We're not Am Echot. We're not one. Am Echot has the definition of Hashem Echot. As we say in Mincha of Shabbos, Ato Echot, V'Shimcha Echot, U'mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echot Baharetz. It's a unique relationship of one nation worshiping one God, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Gilui of Hashem in the world. When a person goes out of that, that means he's not echad with the nation. So he separates himself from the whole structure. He's also now one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means, ki'ilu oived avodas kachovim. And the Maharal adds, then the word tzedakah, you have this concept that we are brothers, we are one. And that's why they take care of each other. Because the letter tzedakah is a tzaddik, a dalet, a kuf, and a hey. The dalet and the hey are one next to each other. And the tzaddik and the kuf are one next to each other. They symbolize the idea of a brother. They're one. They're one next to each other, like two brothers are next to each other. The tzaddik and kuf have a unique connection because they're one next to each other. And the dalet and hey have a unique connection because they're one next to each other. Says the Maharal, why we have two connections? Because there's two ways we share a brotherhood with another yid. One is the fact that we come from the same parents. The other one is because we share Torah and mitzvahs. So there's two connections that we have over here that make us echot. When a person gives tzedakah, he reinforces that unity of Am Echot. And when he does not give tzedakah, he's going out of the unity, and he breaks also the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara means, Kilo Oyvid HaRedus Kachavim. We'll add over here two other explanations to the Gemara. One is what the Chidah brings in his plain David Sefer and Chumash, Parsha Vayero, in the name of Maria Lafandri, and he says the following. Regarding Avodah Zarah, we have a Taina. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want Avodah Zarah in the world, why doesn't he come and uproot it? Why doesn't he come and destroy it? So the answer to this is, look at tzedakah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to have poor people in the world, why does he not support them? So what the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a need to the world for us to support. We are the conduit to bring parnasa to another yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to do that mitzvah. Same thing with Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to have Avodah Zarah in the world. So he gave human beings the ability to uproot and take away all of Avodah Zarah. Says the Maharal Alfandri, if someone does not give tzedakah, so he basically agrees with the fact that we're not supposed to give tzedakah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of that need. So then he also has the same time now we got Avodah Zarah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not taking out Avodah Zarah, that means Avodah Zarah is supposed to be a Chas HaShol. So he's giving validity to Avodah Zarah. That's what it means, kilu oived avoides kachovim, according to this pshat. And the Iyun Yankov says another beautiful idea. says, and with the Zohar we know that if someone has a bad machshava, it's the one aveira Kosh Bochu mitzarev machshava l'maise. Even if a person just has a bad thought, it's already an aveira. How do you fix the aveira of the machshava raw of our Zohar? Says the Yankov, there is a mitzvah for us in machshava as well. What is that? Zdokah. A person needs to be nadiv lev. He needs to come from his heart. He needs to want to give tzedakah. And he says that's the pasuk the Gemara brings over here, devar b'levavcho b'liyal, meaning your heart is saying you something you should not give tzedakah. You need to prepare your heart. You need to be wanting to have the will, the oimek haratzon to give tzedakah. And that machshava corrects the machshava of the Zohar. Someone who doesn't do that, he still has the machshavas of the Zohar that are rooted in his mind. And in Mele, he's not fixing that. He's kilu oyved avodes kachodim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.